after yesterday's windy day, stormy Atlantic feeling weather, today seems a lot more measured. Although there is still a bit of a breeze this evening, it's nothing like as blustery and damaging as yesterday's winds. I've spent a few hours up the plot doing some pathway rebark chipping, and also putting a bit of a mulch on some of my informally planted beds that we've planted with flowers and other nice things that the pollinators like. But my big news of today is I'm picking my first broad beans. Every year I delight in the broad bean harvest. There's something just very satisfying about broad bean plants, just in and of themselves are delightful things. They're hardy against all the odds. I've watched broad bean plants get flattened by heavy snow, lashed by wind and rain, chomped on by mollusks in early spring, chewed to bits and completely ruined by black fly and ants farming the black fly, and yet they always come through with a crop of just the most delightful, amazing beans. Granted, they're not everyone's taste, and I know as a child I disliked having to eat them, particularly if they'd got a bit old and bitter. But these days, being a lover of black coffee and savoury foods, I can't think of a homegrown vegetable perhaps that I like more. So I'm picking a little feast to eat tonight in celebration of my beautiful autumn sown broad beans, which will be hopefully shortly followed by the spring sown ones. They're catching up already, flowering with the little black eyes. Really beautiful. I hope you'll be able to have something lovely food wise to celebrate the bank holiday. And if you have the opportunity to get hold of some broad beans, I strongly recommend you do.